tropic trees. Palm fronds, ribbed and symmetrical, are feathers. Blown, ruffled plumes of birds about to fly. Not trees, but giant condors, straining in weather to be free again, preening their wings in a Hawaiian sky. Visible roots striding. The walking trees of Kauai walk in place amid the copra treetops. Coconuts are genitalia on the shameless limbs. Monkey pods are mimics, waving leaves like hands in the welcome wind. And the murmur of tamarack on the high sea coast is almost talk. The trees are birds, beasts, and man, striving into species between animal and moss. Like the cursed sexes seeking union if they can, they lift up, send love through space, and standing, move and speak. They know no loss. The Cook Islands Christian Church, Rarotonga. Singular vanity of white straw hats blazing below on the dark Polynesian heads, luxuriant crowns. The queen herself snores in the corner. She wakes, mops her brow, rouse for the Maori singing, eyes open to listen. I think none of them is here for God, but the old men penitentially dressed in black suits and dark ties, and one old woman mumbling into a worn-out hymnal. A 9-year-old blessed with lustrous hair has popped out her big beret, fumbling with it, making it into a blindfold. A teenager wraps his head rhythmically on the bench before him in soft, hyperactive madness. I forgive him. There is not a wager of real sin here. Up in the balcony, high in the loft, I know. Only the polyphonous singing shatters the torpor, redeeming the redemption. And the flying hats, flamboyant hats, setting each apart. I am I, answering the great I am, proclaiming born-again pagans in the depths of their gorgeous hearts.